10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We're on. All right. Welcome to the Harding to Jones podcast, episode 2. Today is Friday, March 25th, 2016. It's in the afternoon. And, I'm the host, Todd Harding. Here's my co-host, Todd Jones. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
And podcasting live here in the old neighborhood in Hawkesbury on Friday afternoon. Just had a deck installed on my property, so we're doing the podcast outdoors.
Lake and a deck.
It's our first outdoors podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for episode 1. I thought the feedback was really good. I want to thank all our listeners on social media. And please tell your friends, your family members about the podcast. Because we're an outstanding thing to do for a work commute. Don't you think, Todd?
Oh, it's great. Great to listen to. Please pass it on. You know, get in touch with us on social media. Maybe we'll put some of your ideas up on here, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, hit us up on social media. We have a Facebook page now. We have a Twitter account. You can follow me at BlackDiamondPA. You can like us on Facebook. And we're available on, are we still on Podomatic?
We're on Podomatic, as well as iTunes.
So, and we're also on iTunes. So please subscribe to us on iTunes. And download us, and we'll be ready to rock. And thanks for the positive feedback. We got some great feedback from episode 1. And, you know, I thought it turned out pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was much better than our original attempt.
Yeah. So, and as promised, we have episode 2 here. It's been about a month since the last episode. So, as promised, we're here. You know, it's Good Friday, and we're off of work. It's in the afternoon, so we figure we can blow out a podcast here and just enjoy our little spring break that we have.
Yeah, it is Good Friday. You know what I did? I did a bad thing today. I went the whole thing with the commitment to no meat on whatever, and today I ate meat. This morning.
Now, did you forget? Or?
We forgot. You know, it was.
Oh, you're an infidel.
I'm done. Cinnamon French toast and strawberries, whipped cream. And I put some potatoes, diced up some home fries, and then I plowed through some bacon. And later on, all I hear is, "Oh my God!" I'm like, "What's going on in the house? What's going on? What's the matter? I'm finishing up the bathroom, and I go. She goes, "We ate meat today." Jen's like, "I'm like, oh God."
Oh, the cardinal sin, dude.
I mean, what's funny is it was last Friday not to eat it, and we've gone strong the whole time. And
oh, have you been good on it?
Yeah, no meat. And then this morning we
big one,
meat.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
No, you should watch The Passion of the Christ now, Todd.
I've done it a couple times.
I'm sending you to watch The Passion of the Christ.
How many times? How many times, Father?
You got to watch it twice.
All right, twice.
You know, once is enough to see Jesus get a beatdown. So.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen The Passion of the
Christ? Oh, I have. It's like WWE.
Oh, my God, dude.
I remember is him walking, bleeding, and just carrying a cross and just kind of whimpering.
Yeah, it's an hour, 45 minutes of Jesus getting chastised and Jews being blamed for it.
Yeah. Two times, I'll be honest.
So that was Mel Gibson's, but he made a lot of money off that.
Yeah, he did. That was a big hit. I remember when it came out.
Oh, it was. And it was pretty well done. I mean, it was just
it was different. It was different than your, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't like Sunday school when you learn about the Passion, you know.
Yeah, no.
That was like the real Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They should show that to us in Sunday school.
You know? But, more interested in it. But you know, I think I've been good today. Yeah, I haven't eaten meat. I've had just like a muffin and some cereal, so I'm doing good.
You're better than me.
I'm doing good.
I'll see you in a couple years. I'll be in purgatory for this one.
So these bunnies are just gonna hop by your house.
Yeah, he's gonna hop on by.
Yeah, your children aren't getting any chocolate. But anyways, but it's Easter weekend. It's March. It's we're in the old neighborhood of South Wilkes-Barre, and I guess we'll start rolling over to some topics. What do you think, Todd?
Sure. What do you got for us?
First topic, big news in the NFL, because we're just NFL junkies. Like, we don't, you know, it's the NFL offseason, so we really don't really have time for other sports. So we're going to keep talking about the NFL as long as there's news. And I guess RG3 to the Cleveland Browns is the big story.
I saw that. That's...
So what do you think about that transaction?
Not much to think about. Really. I was like, okay, you got I think Cleveland's pretty stupid for paying him like a guaranteed $15 million for 2 years.
Yeah, they gave
him. I was like, really?
Yeah, it's more money in RG3's pocket.
Cause, I mean, he's happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I
that's
know.
Where quarterbacks go to die.
Right. I was gonna say it's like the quarterback graveyard. So,
how many RIPs do you have of quarterbacks since the Browns came back to the NFL? I mean, it's got to be at least.
How many years have they been back in the NFL?
Oh God!
Like every year there's a new
probably
quarterback.
About 15 years. I bet you there's been about 15 quarterbacks that have been like RIP.
I mean, look at their last quarterback. He was wonderful, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he really worked out.
Yeah, he was solid. I knew that was a solid pick when they got him. So why not go for RG3? I mean, come on. You can't do any worse than Manziel, so.
I mean, I don't blame RG3, obviously, but.
Oh, no, for him, hey, I take it.
It's a new beginning, but he's going to a crappy, shitty franchise, and it's a franchise that never wins. They're in a tough division.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to beat the Steelers. They're not going to beat, you know, the Ravens or the Bengals. You know, they're all, you know, they just have no chance, you know. It's just like one of those sorry NFL teams.
Yeah, his biggest hope there is, you know, maybe he could show the world that he has a little something left and somebody else takes him after his stint with the Browns.
But it should be interesting, but I just don't see them winning the AFC North.
Oh, no.
I don't see the Browns going to a playoff team, especially in that division.
Yeah, I doubt RG makes it the year. he'll be done.
So I know it's March Madness and college basketball is going on, but we're going to do another NFL topic
because
we're an NFL podcast.
Yeah.
And Hard Knocks. Do you watch the Hard Knocks?
I just heard who's getting it.
Did you hear?
Was I right? Now am I right? Is it the Rams?
It's the LA Rams.
I was just talking to my neighbor last night. He's a big Rams fan. I go, guess who's on Hard Knocks this year? The Rams.
Yeah.
And that team's an interesting team. They seem like they're about to turn the corner, but
I can't wait to watch Hard Knocks with them.
Oh, Hard Knocks is phenomenal. I love that. That is when NFL's not on. That is a great show. I mean, those episodes have done so well.
They are.
Inside the NFL, man. And
it is.
Yeah.
And they go, I mean, it's uncensored. I mean, they're dropping F-bombs. They're acting like the cameras aren't there. I think that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, your former Penn State coach, he was dropping F-bombs.
Oh, a little excessive.
I think he uses them for every other word.
I know. It was a little excessive. I'm like, I know you're trying to look like a tough, hard-nosed coach, but it was just F. It was just like, oh, come on, man. I mean, you know, it was very noticeable. It's just like, you're overdoing the F-bomb button.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, it's Fisher's their coach still, right?
Yeah.
And he seems more mild.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he says too much.
So, I just think it's great because they have a new start in L.A., so.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see what happens with them. It should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It should be pretty interesting.
When does Hard Knocks start?
In August.
August. They do it right at their camp, basically.
Yeah, because the NFL camps start, I think, at the end of July.
Okay.
So, they'll probably pick up in early August, you know?
Yeah.
Because they make those episodes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's like
snappy, you know? They make them pretty snappy. But, I was looking over ownership. And, like, you know, like, ownership of NFL teams.
Right.
You know, yeah, you have your Jerry Jones. Everybody knows, you know.
Everybody knows Jerry.
You know, you have Jeff Lethery. He owns the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a local team around here. The Rooney family, they own the Pittsburgh Steelers. And do you know who owns the Chicago Bears?
McCaskies?
The old
he's in her
career. Oh, yeah.
She's like 80s, isn't she?
Oh, she's older than that.
Is she 90s?
Yeah.
Wow. She's still with it, though, I hear.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, sharp.
Yeah. She inherited the Bears from her father in 1983.
Yeah.
And she's a woman. She's the McCaskey family. And she is 93 years old.
I didn't know that.
She's 93 years old. And she's been with the Bears for over 30 years. Like, almost our whole lifetime.
Well, I mean, that's why we say when the Bears are old school, we're not joking.
But
they are old school.
Another hilarious owner is Detroit Lions. Like, their owner is an old lady. She's, like, in her 90s. You know? These are, like, the owners you never hear about. Like, you always hear about Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, all these, like, or, like, the guy in Atlanta, the
I know who you're talking about.
Whatever his name is. But yeah, these owners that are, like, on the field, hands-on. But some of these teams, like Chicago Bears, I mean, this is a major NFL team. It's owned by some old lady. You know?
Yeah. She's out. She's upstairs playing cards and,
you know,
in the lobby up there.
It's a classic to me that, like, Roger Goodell has to, like, talk to these, you know, 90-year-old ladies about NFL policy. You know, it's just funny to me. You know,
I'd like to see that.
Google the Detroit Lions owner and Google the Chicago Bears owner. It's just funny. It's just funny to see who pops up because it's just like your grandma pops up and they own NFL franchises that are worth billions of dollars. So
I'd love to be behind the doors though in the meeting. Like, you're right. Like seeing these ladies chatted out with the commissioner.
They got to be super competent, you know, because like I said, these owners are the bosses of the teams. You know, like they're not just, you know, they're the bosses. You know,
yeah,
the buck stops with them. You know. It's crazy, you know, but I just thought it was funny that
it is.
Those
I'm
two franchises, the NFC North, are just owned by old ladies, you know.
Man,
it's classic.
I'm about to change my team.
No, but like I said, I mean, there for the Bears, but I mean, there for the Bears, the classic NFL team.
Yeah, I've always heard that her father was like a really good guy. They all said,
yeah, and that's who owned it prior. Now she's inherited, you know, from her father.
Yeah,
so. Did you watch that 30 for 30?
Which
the
one?
85 Bears yet?
Oh, yeah. I mix them all up. I see the 85 Bears, and you see, like, whatever else they got on there. I see that, then I go to the NFL. They got stuff on the Bears. And you see the Walter Payton, the Gale Sayers, all that stuff. Like, there's all. I blend them all together.
You saw the 85 Bears one?
I want to say I think it's the that's where I saw it. I watched those 30 for 30s. I just don't. I mix them all up right now.
Yeah, they all kind of, like, get fixed up. But I thought that 85 Bears one was really good.
Now, was that one where which one was they were talking about, like, maybe it wasn't even 30 for 30. They were getting fed all the drugs and painkillers. Was that 30 for 30?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they brought it out. I mean, they were talking about McMahon and all that stuff. McMahon was going, oh, they're feeding us, you know, whatever, just to put the pain out.
Well, during the 80s, they had access to all that stuff.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Nobody was checking anything. And if you wanted painkillers, they gave it to you.
Oh, they said everything. They were on the field playing with broken legs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was the Wild West in the 80s. I mean, it's not... The NFL was the Wild West in the 80s, and those guys are all broken down now.
But, oh, they're broken down, yeah.
You know, but hey, I mean, you know, they're out there earning a paycheck.
Listen, no wonder why they're doing a Super Bowl shuffle, man. They're all hopped up on everything.
I know, I think McMahon was hopped up on a little more than that.
Oh, you can't even see anymore.
But, sticking with kind of like that area... Did you see Erin Andrews recently went to court?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that she had the pizza settlement of, like, almost $50 million?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't know. That's a lot of money. I mean, I understand the situation, and they should, but when I heard that settlement, I'm like, $50
million? I know. You're just seeing nobody get away with peephole videos again. Right now.
You want to peephole me for $50 million? Go right ahead.
I know.
We just set something up.
All that crying on the stand really paid off for her.
Oh,
like, during the trial, she was just on the stand crying her eyes out, saying, like, woe is me. You know, the video has changed my life. And not really, because, like, she's been on Dancing with the Stars. She's now, I think, with, she's the host of Dancing with the Stars. She's, like, I think she's with, maybe Fox Sports.
Yeah, it changed her life. She's got $50 million.
Well. I mean, she's on her career. She's making money. Like, she's acting like this thing completely destroyed her, and like she hasn't earned a penny since that peephole video in like 2008, which isn't true.
There's a lot of people that's going on. They start going through life rather than
I know.
Granted, it's wrong. It's bad. It's not good.
Yeah,
but.
And personally, I mean, I've seen the video when it came out. So I'm like one of the guilty party here. So because. A good friend from college, I remember he actually sent me the link when the scandal... This was like 2008. He actually sent me the link. He goes, check this out. It's the Erin Andrews people hotel video. And I checked it out.
Wait, this is back... This is from how long ago?
Like 2008 or 9.
Oh, this isn't just a recent thing. This just came too. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. This was... Yeah, because...
So he showed you the link back then? 2000?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I still have the email saved.
Never delete.
I mean... Like, the link didn't work after, like, 48 hours because, like, she went crazy. I guess, like, she had everyone out there, like, take down the links. And, my friend said even, like, his computer got like, caught, like, these nasty bugs and stuff because he accessed, like, the link, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was crazy, though. I saw the money come through. I'm like, really?
I know, but...
Well, on that
evidently, note... she's going to collect, too, because half that judgment's, like, from, like a hotel chain, you know?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, the person, maybe not, but the hotel, yeah.
Yeah, so the hotel, like, they have to pay that out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's actually going to collect, you know? So, all that screaming and crying.
I heard Hulk Hogan got caught up in that, too. Did you hear about that?
$25 million.
Yeah. I mean, come on. What's going on?
Sex tape got released. I mean, that's New Frontier now, you know? if you know, Gawker online has to pay out, you know, like $25 million for the Hulk.
Hulk Hogan, hey. 25-inch pythons.
I have not seen that video. I have not seen Hulk Hogan's video. Even that would be kind of funny, but.
Dropping a big leg on her. Ripping a shirt off.
He comes into like, I'm a real
American.
He comes into the room.
Off the top corner of the bed. Got Mean Gene in the corner announcing it. Oh, he's going down.
It's so good, dude. Yeah, dude, $25 million the Hulkster got, so I'm sure I'll go to his wife, you know, because he's divorced.
Yeah. So.
The Hulkster has been through a lot of, said a tough, bad few years, the Hulkster.
Yeah.
You know, remember he had that racial slur?
Yeah, oh, that's right.
It's like, WWE, like, took him, basically banned him for life for it, you know?
Yeah, yes.
You know, because they caught him saying, I guess, something about his daughter, you know? Like, I guess he didn't like somebody dating his daughter. And
I remember that whole thing coming up,
he said some inappropriate things, and
yep,
WWE
gone.
Kind of shunned him.
Vince McMahon, Hulk Hogan.
Which kind of sucks, because Hulk Hogan was, like, the biggest wrestler of all time.
He's the Joe Paterno of Penn State. Yes. He's the Joe Paterno of the WWE.
Yes.
I mean...
He's probably the biggest wrestler of all time, and they just completely threw him under the bus, you know? Like, I felt bad for him. I mean, like, yeah, he screwed up, I mean, but...
You know, give the guy a chance to apologize.
Apologize. He's not really, I think.
No.
He's not really a racist person, I don't say. He just got caught in anger saying something wrong because his daughter. You know, when you talk about guys' daughters, you know, I mean, they're going to get caught in bad times.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I totally forgive the Hulkster, and I don't like what the WWE did to him, you know, because they basically, like, erased him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They took him off the websites. I'm just like, come on, it's the Hulkster, you know?
Yeah.
It's the Hulkster. It's not right, you know, but...
It's where we live in, buddy.
Yeah,
it
is.
Where we live in.
Indeed. But in other news, I guess we'll switch to... I guess it's a big deal the last few days. Evidently, LeBron James unfollowed the Cavs on Twitter. He unfollowed the Cavs.
Ah.
So, do you think that's, like, a big deal or what?
Well, on that note, I saw that he just posted something that he'd be willing... He wants to meet up with all those players on... Is it Brooklyn or whoever? Like, where's Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul? Maybe the Knicks. He wants to come with those guys and run with them. He said, which is shocking for how the whole thing went down to get him back to the Cavs again. And how many years he's been back in the Cavs? Like two or three.
Yeah.
So the unfollowing now even makes more sense. That I saw this other. He came out and said, I want to be with these guys. And it is the Knicks team. That's Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony and those guys. He wants to go with those guys and have a chance to win the championship.
He wants to go to New York.
He said he would drop everything. He basically said, I'll drop everything to be with those guys.
I think LeBron should do what's best for LeBron. Like, you know, like, I thought the way he moved to Miami was kind of a dick move. But
it's how it all works.
It worked out for him because he won a couple of championships. And then he went back to Cleveland and they all forgave him, you know.
Yeah.
And he really doesn't owe them anything.
What did he do for Cleveland? Did they win anything? They were in a playoffs, weren't they? I mean,
yeah. Like I said, I mean, but he was like the whole team. You know?
Oh yeah.
Without him, I mean, yeah. I mean, they were. I mean, I don't follow the NBA that much, but I just know it was like a big story in the news the last few days that LeBron unfollows the Cavs on Twitter. I'm like, who cares if he does? I mean, like, I just don't think it's that big of a deal, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if he goes through his career, he wants to be the best. He's got to get some more rings on his fingers. And it ain't happening in Cleveland, I guess.
So, like I said, it's just me and Todd here. Unfortunately, we don't have any guests because, like I said, it's hard to get people together. You know, everyone's busy. Everyone's got life and families and jobs. So, we apologize there is no guests. But, you know, we'd love to have guests on future episodes, though.
We'll get them.
I mean... Like I said, you know, we have a few people volunteer their services, and what we'll do is that when we pick a date to podcast, we'll throw maybe a group text out or something, or even like a post on social media and say, listen, we're podcasting on this date, can you do it with us, and first come, first serve, like, what do you think?
Or, yeah, that's a good way to do it.
You know, first come, first serve, like, we have certain people that we want on as guests, you know who you are, you know, you definitely know who you are, and what we'll do is maybe, like, we'll throw out a text message or, you know, a social media post and say, listen, you know, this day at this time at this location. It's either going to be at my house or Todd's house to start. And if you can make it, first come, first serve, you know. If not, then we're just going to podcast just Harding and Jones. But we definitely want guests on the podcast, though. We definitely want guests, you know, and we would love to have you. And it makes it for just, like, more fun, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's just a better time. But
more laughs.
But moving on to the world of video games.
Ooh.
Did you hear about the Halo World Champs?
Yes, I watched it.
Did you watch it?
I threw it on. I couldn't understand it for the life of me. Those people playing that stuff?
It's insane.
Oh, my God. They have their chat and their headsets on, and they're talking so fast in the game. I was trying to watch it. It was too much for me. Too intense.
Dude, that's insane. The top prize was $1 million.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. I can't hang with that stuff. I'd be done.
But I guess, on the internet, like, they're asking them, like, are there, like, groupies for you guys? There are.
Oh, I'm sure. That's... They're following them, Halo suits.
Especially these guys are getting $1 million for, you know, being the video game champs of the world. That's a pretty penny, you know.
Yeah.
For two guys, you know, it's $500,000 for two guys.
Yeah, it's nuts. I'm watching them play. I'm like, man, they're so fast, moving around, just talking. I'm like communicating. Like, I go on there, I'm silent.
Is that a worldwide thing, or?
I guess so. I think I don't know. When I'm on the Xbox, I click on it, and watch it live. So I'm not sure who's pushing it out, but I did see it. Thought that was pretty crazy.
I just thought it was funny. I'm just like, man, like, these guys are getting all these girls and they're freaking video game champs. It's just too classic.
Is it, I believe it's South Korea. They're huge into video games. Oh, I want to say they have, like, their video game players are like our NFL guys.
Yes. Are like big movie stars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's them.
It's their A-list celebrities.
Yeah, they're up, like, on huge stages and, like, playing. And,
oh,
like,
they're like A-list.
They play,
like, their Brad Pitt is some video game guy, you know?
Yeah, they play, like, the computer, like, PC-based ones, like, those like, the Red Alert things that we used to play.
Yeah.
They play them, but they're off the wall, and just click, 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 click. Watch them, like, holy God.
I know. Can you imagine, like, going to, South Korea for a month to play video games and lurching around their country and just how crazy it is? Oh, man. It's nuts, man.
If you want to stay on video games, I had a question for you. What do you think about the virtual reality coming down the pipe here? It's almost out. Everybody's pre-ordering right now.
Is it the next frontier?
That's the next frontier. Well, that 100%, that is the next. That's the game changer in video games.
So you actually put on a headset?
Put on the headset.
How does that work?
You put on a headset, and some of them better than others. But basically, you put it in, you're fully immersed. And I've seen many, many videos, and these people are dropping to their knees, like screaming and crying, and if they're in, like, a horror one, they're, like, on their knees. I saw some crazy shooter ones. I mean, people have been vomiting and throwing up because of just, like, getting used to it. They try to get a lot of those bugs out, but it looks pretty insane. Star Wars just announced their first virtual reality.
Oh, dude, I would definitely, like, I haven't played video games in many years, but if they go to that frontier, I would definitely at least try it out.
$1,500, buddy.
Really?
The system.
So who's like, what was it, like PlayStation or Xbox?
Well, PlayStation 4 has theirs coming out now, and that's supposed to be pretty good. The big daddy right now is Oculus Rift, who Facebook, they pumped, I want to say $2 billion into this company.
Oh, really?
And they took it on. So
like,
Facebook has
a new player?
Oculus Rift, yeah. So basically you buy the Oculus Rift, the headset is $600. But then you need a computer that has enough power to kick it, which basically minimum $1,000 for a computer. So to get the whole thing together, they have packages now. If you go to like a store, it says ready for VR, ready for VR. So there's that one. There's one called the Vive, which is pretty insane too. It's from what I've got and what I've seen, it's pretty wild, man. Nobody's gonna be outside in the streets anymore. Everybody's gonna be locked in their house in their own little world.
And we'd be like interconnected with other virtual reality
players. Yeah, all multiplayer.
That's insane. That's just a thing to think about.
It's unreal, man, what it looks like. The stuff they're saying that you could do. I mean, you want to be God for a day, you just walk around and... I don't know. There's some pretty neat ones under the ocean. I saw a demo for that. Like, you're just under the ocean, but you got sharks swimming around you, whales. So there's that aspect, and there's a total guy coming in with a chainsaw down the hall. There's that. Flight simulators. I mean, everything. So, that is going to be a big, big, big game changer.
So, how do you, like, move around? Like, how do you control, like...
Well, some of them have these new kind of joysticks for your hands, kind of strap on, and really, like, you can move your hands around, you can see everything, like, you could grab a virtual thing. They have some sensors in them and stuff like that. So they do have some moving around them that's like to walk will probably be more like a button right now you push. Uh-huh. Like, so if I'm going to go forward, a little joystick, I'll move forward. So you're not actually moving your legs. You can move somewhat. You could duck and crawl around a little bit, but you can't.
In real life, you're not actually moving.
No, I did see something at one of their demos that was like a half a circle, like a disc thing. And the guy had these special shoes on it. So imagine you're standing on this disc. He had his virtual reality on. He had a gun in his hand, like a play gun. And around this thing is up at your chest height is like a little cage to keep you in so you can't fall out. But you could run on this ball like you're on ice. So you could run in place. So your guy, he was like playing some war game, running in place and like doing all that stuff on it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's going to be nuts, but we're going to see if this is just the beginning of it.
Like how far away are you? Like a couple years? Like,
oh, it's now. It's coming out like at the end of the month. PlayStation, I think, is coming out at the end of the month, and then the Oculus. Everything is 2016.
Wow, that's insane.
So you're going to see a huge thing. What about
NFL games?
A football game?
Yeah, like a Madden game.
You're going to, what's Madden's slogan? It's like you're going to be in the game.
See, I think the sports games would be.
Yeah, you'll be
absolutely
able to,
insane.
Yeah, it's going to get crazy. Yeah.
You know, because you're actually like shooting the ball. Like, imagine playing like an NBA game,
right?
Like virtually shooting and seeing it go in and playing defense and scoot.
Yeah, oh,
that could be so fun.
And now that the graphics now are just insane too. When you're playing in those games, it's.
No, yeah, I mean the graphics.
There's a whole different world that's going to go on with this VR stuff. At least I think. What I've seen, what I've read about, it's going to be nuts.
I would be interested in playing any of those sports games, like a football game or a baseball game or any of those
games. You imagine stepping up to the plate, the Green Monster,
like
here we go.
Yeah, like a real Major League Baseball stadium.
Baseball would be a great one to have.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
So, that's the big boy coming out. You're going to see a lot of stuff.
That is
a lot
insane.
Of stuff. I'll have to wait a couple years to grab one, but...
Absolutely insanity. But just moving back to the world of wrestling, I don't know if you saw the CEO of the WWE, our buddy Vincent McMahon, is 70 years old now.
Wow.
He's 70. And he's diesel.
Oh, dude, he's on something, man.
TNT had him they had him working out, like he lifts weights.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 25 years old, like in shape. He was pumping iron, like going at it, like crazy. Like people say, like he's 70 year old man is insanely into working out. Like he can't even be in the same gym with them because he's like one of those crazy people at the gym, and he's still going at 70.
Listen, come on, you're telling me this guy's not on something? Right there, you can't be in the gym with him. He's got a hot temper.
He's on like drugs that no one has ever heard of. You know, like. He is like the advanced drugs that.
What was that? What was Hitler on? Vitamalton? Mm-hmm. I remember that one. That was, some like huge steroid pump you speed.
Whatever drugs been banned on, is it won't be banned for 5 years because nobody knows what it is yet.
Right, yeah.
You know, because he has all the money in the world, so I'm sure he's just finding.
It was found
whatever
on.
Whatever performance enhancer to get him to where he is, because he still looks like the same.
He's massive. I've seen him.
But he's so super.
He's super jacked. It actually looks awkward when you see his head. That's. You're a 7-year-old man, and you see this body. It doesn't look right. But.
No, it doesn't. Because he has a 7-year-old like face, you know. But I was dying. It was so funny. It was on TNT Sports, and they showed him actually working out.
Oh man.
My god, it was so hilarious. So goddamn funny. So goddamn funny. But, now turning to the world of horse racing. You know, last year's Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah.
Okay, yeah.
Finally, I guess after like, 40 years almost, I guess now he is raking in the stud fees.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's already has 200, like, different horses that he's going to
lined up?
Lined up.
Man.
Can you imagine the stud fees for that? Over 200 horses already.
What is that? That's the horses? That's the year for the horse. What are you going to do every day? Another one every day.
This is bringing the horses in. Crank, crank, crank. Crank, crank, crank. Little horse in. Crank, crank,
oh,
crank.
My God.
Can you imagine owning American Pharoah?
I know.
The money they're
going to
get.
I know.
Fees, man. Like, I always thought about that. That's the best part about it, because you make that money off stud fees off them.
Sure.
You know, for years, you know? And especially if they're a Triple Crown winner, it's, like, absolutely insanity to me.
That's
know?
Insane. I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
I never heard that number before. He's got 200 horses lined up.
Yeah, because he's the first... Triple Crown winner in 30 years or 40 years or whatever, and 200 different horses. He's already, they already had, transactions done, money
what's
paid.
That, what is that horse thinking? Let's see what's going through his head.
I know, every horse in heat is coming into the...
He's probably going nuts. You ever see a dog? You ever see like a male dog by a female dog in heat?
Oh, yeah.
My dog, man, I thought he was going to tear the whole house down. Oh, my God.
Oh, Anakin was
he smashed his head up and like just...
The crate didn't even hold him.
The crate, yeah, he smashed his whole head, his blood dripping down him off the crate. He wasn't mean or anything. He was just, I want to go find this dog.
I believe it, so...
So that horse has got to be insane.
Oh, I don't even know. I thought that was just an amazing number, you know, because you figured you're going to stud them, but...
Yeah, you think like 10?
Yeah, 200? It's just like...
200?
It's just craziness to me. Absolutely craziness.
Yeah, that's...
You know, but...
Some potent juju in that horse. Oh, man.
But do you have any good plans for the Easter weekend?
Just this family stuff, you know, eat some food, watch the Easter Bunny come to the house.
That's good.
You know, it's nothing crazy, just trying to get some stuff done at the house.
Yeah. Yeah, well, me too, so, girlfriend moved into the house, so a lot of things are going on, so.
Yeah, you got a new little dog over here.
I got a new pup, so got a new deck, and getting a new fence in the next couple of weeks, so things are going well, you know. And I think what do you think? Do you want to wrap this up, or you want
to? Yeah, we can wrap it up. There's one more thing I just had to ask you.
Sure.
What do you think about the Burger King hot dog? Did you have it?
It is terrible.
Did you try? You tried it?
Oh, absolutely.
What was when you get your basic dog?
I'm glad you brought up the fast food because I am a fast food, you know, junkie. So I'm like, all right. Burger King is going to the hot dog business, you know, and like, granted, we live in Wilkes-Barre, PA, where we're kind of spoiled with good hot dog places.
Yeah, right.
I went, and they were terrible. They were, I got two hot dogs, they were like $5, they were not eat, but they were like $2.50 each, and they were terrible. They were terrible.
Oh, man.
What was great was at McDonald's, like, at the beginning of the year, they had that McPick 2-for-2 deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But it only lasted like 30 days.
Now because, it's a McPick 2-for-5.
Yeah, because
I saw that.
I think they were losing money off it.
Because, people are probably killing it.
Oh, it was the best thing ever. It was like the best lunch ever because now they serve breakfast all day.
Oh, yeah.
So you roll up. I used to get two sausage McMuffins. No, yeah, two sausage McMuffins and two hash browns. And it was like $4.50 with tax.
Yeah,
it was
you
like
can't,
the best lunch
you
ever.
You can't even get one of their basic meals for that money. Like
no. No, I think it was so good that I think the franchises were losing money off it, you know, because everyone was just cranking it. So, oh, next thing you know, it's 2-for-5, 2-for-5. Like, what?
Yeah, that's slowly fading out. I think they still have the same jingle, though.
Yeah.
There's a little jingle out there, like some little rap, 2-for-something, but they never said, wait, we just screwed you. Now you're 2-for-5. Because I kind of saw that I stopped by to get a coffee, but I saw them go to hot dogs. McDonald's doesn't have hot dogs, do they?
Not yet. And I doubt they'll.
The big dog?
I think this is going to be very short-lived on the Burger King menu.
Oh, I think it was a bad move.
I mean...
You are a Burger King. Stay away from the hot dog. Stay away. I was like, what?
Oh, dude. And they're expensive, too. They were like... You know, for fast food, they're expensive. They were like... For just one hot dog, it was like $2.50, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Like, granted, I'm spoiled with, like, all the Abe's and Ferris's in Wilkes-Barre that... You know, they're much cheaper than good dogs.
Oh, yeah. Abe's and Ferris's are...
You know, those are fantastic dogs, but the Burger King dogs were horrendous, you know? I even, like, texted my friend Frank, and I said, don't get the BK dogs. Don't waste your money. It's not even worth it. It's not even worth it.
Oh, man. Did they have a variety of dogs, or is it one basic dog with stuff on it?
Like, no, they have, you can get, like, just your basic dog, or you can get, like, a chili cheese dog and all. But I just thought they were terrible. I thought they were absolutely terrible. But I do like that Burger King $5 for $4 deal, though.
$5 for $4?
Yeah, where you can mix and match things.
Oh, okay.
$4. That's very good. That's what I get when I go there anymore.
Nice.
And, like, fast food, they had, like, a war going on, like, back in January and February. It's like, who can have, like, the cheapest meals? And McDonald's didn't make it too long. And Wendy's had something going, too. They had some kind of, like, crazy deal going, too.
So you circulate through them. You take a look
always.
At McDonald's, Wendy's, or...
Always.
Who's your top... Who's the top of the line for you?
I think McDonald's going all-day breakfast...
My daughter loves that. When we go there? Yeah. I always love their breakfast.
Because their breakfast sandwiches were always good, you know?
I always love their pancakes. I love them.
And now that they serve it all the time, it's like, it's awesome. You know, like, I'm a huge fan of it, you know? I always get their breakfast, even if it's like, you know, dinner time.
So the golden arches are up at the top.
Well, I just think it's bravo to McDonald's. Bravo. Because, you know, I wasn't going there unless it was for breakfast. And now that they have breakfast all day and these deals, I go back there now.
Yeah, I think they pulled a bigger clan there for the breakfast. Mm-hmm. It sucks because before that, you couldn't get breakfast. If it was like 11 o'clock, that was it. Done. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get breakfast. Mm-hmm. I remember in the past, I would walk in, I'd like, want a breakfast. And it was like 11:05, you couldn't get it. It was like lunch already.
Oh, yeah.
They flip over, the whole menu flipped over.
And then you were screwed.
You can't get it.
There was no...
That's an early start to lunch for me. 11 o'clock, still breakfast time for me.
Oh, totally.
You know?
And there was no, like, they had, like, once that time hit, that's it. No more egg muffins. You cannot get it. It doesn't matter. You can offer them, like, $50 for one. They'll say, no.
Yeah, right.
We're not serving it.
They'll have, like, 20 over there that are not used yet. Yeah. They're just going to dump them
in the
garbage.
They're going to throw them in the garbage, but they are not serving it to anyone in that. Like, right. That was, like, the old McDonald's. But the new McDonald's is, like, we got it. You know, the world's changing. We got to change.
Right.
And whoever corporate people made that decision, you know, they deserve it because it was a really freaking phenomenal decision. You know, have you been to, like, those, like, fast casual places? Do you go to those, like the Five Guy Burgers or the Chipotle?
I haven't been anywhere really lately. No, I wanted to check that out though. What's the new one? The burger one? Is it Five Guys?
It's Five Guys.
Five Guys.
It's very good.
I'm staying away from Chipotle, man. I'm definitely staying away from that place.
All those like E. coli.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
I know, but there's so many people out there. I think don't care. Like, you know, like obviously, like they really screwed up with like their food supply chain, but people love it so much they don't care.
I just say there's so many other options. I could avoid it and be okay.
Yeah.
There's so many options up there. I mean, I don't know where I'm going anymore when I'm up there. I'm like,
E. coli, serious.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm done. I'm not going near that place.
You know? So, but...
That's really nasty.
But Five Guys is good, but it's just a little expensive.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is that, like, I guess they have, like a fun culture. Like, you go there, and I like how you pay $7.50, but you can build your burger whatever you want toppings. And there's a shitload of toppings.
Like the old, New Market way? Like, start checking? Now, can you do that? Mayo, yes. Onions, yes. Bacon, yes.
Remember those at $1.50?
Yeah, is that what it is, though? Like, not...
No, those Market Burgers were $1.50, though.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't thought about those.
Like, what do you do when you build your own burger? Are you talking to somebody, like a Subway routine for the burger?
No, you just go up to the counter, and they've all, like, the menu has all the toppings available.
Okay, you just... Spit
so
them out.
You just sit there and go blah blah, just pick your toppings, and it's all included. Like you can get no toppings or all the toppings, and it's still $7.50.
Okay.
And the burgers are two patties, so I mean the burgers are excellent. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's just that when you get like if you get fries, you
is that
drink,
extra?
Yeah.
So it's $7.50 just for the burgers. Yeah. Yeah. Two burgers, I guess.
And then like fries are $2.50, and then like the drink is $2.50. So you're looking at like a $16 lunch.
Wow, for burgers.
Just for burgers.
I'm a fry guy. I love fries.
Okay. They're good. No, they're good. It's definitely outstanding. What I don't like there is they have a culture of fun. Like, you can watch the employees make your burger, but it's too much. It's like, they're always, like, they're having, like, too much fun making the burgers. Like, they're talking to each other, screaming at each other, saying, no. It's just like, oh, man, it's not that much fun making burgers.
Yeah.
It's just like, Jesus Christ, you know? I'm like, sitting there watching them, like, talking to each other and screaming. Like, it takes them, even if they're not busy, it takes them a good, you know, 5-10 minutes to prep the food. I mean, everything's fresh. I mean, once you're served, everything is great, and they have, like, a great soda machine you love there. It's like that brand new Coke machine.
Oh, yeah.
You can choose any flavor. Like, they have, like, carbonated drinks, non-carbonated drinks. And
is it often like that God button? It's like one button that has them all on there? It's just like, yeah, anything you want, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yeah,
it's all touchscreen, and you can choose any drink. I love that. That thing is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, you know, because I hate, like, the old school things where you only have, like, four choices.
Pepsi, RC, Coke,
you know?
Diet Coke.
Like, I think I got, nice. Like, Orange, Mellow, Yellow was my soda choice. I just love having that variety. You know, like, I just love having that variety, and you can choose, like, even, like,
yeah, like iced tea or something like that, yeah.
All that shit, yeah, all that stuff, so... It's, I mean, I'm a huge fan of it. I mean, I like Five Guys. I just think it's kind of pricey. And they take it way too, like, they had too much fun there. I'm just like, you get annoyed.
I have to check it out. I've been,
no, I highly recommend Five Guys.
I'm going to go to Big Ten Pizza tonight. That's where I'm going. I haven't been. Big Ten on 118.
Big Ten?
They get really good reviews on the food. I talked to a bunch of people. They said, oh, they have a brick oven pizza, fire pizza, or regular pizza. And it's, we're trying to get some pizza tonight. Go back on my anti-meat day. I'm going to get loaded with bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Just no
I love bacon on pizza.
Yeah, so follow us on Twitter and, you know, I want to thank Todd again here for providing the podcast equipment, and he does all the technical work. So again, I thank you on that.
Thanks, bro.
And you know,
yep, we'll try
episode 3 in April. You know, maybe we'll
might be out there. To, yeah, need a little ample woods, get a fire going, and
so I would love to move the podcast out to Lehman Township.
I think
time.
So.
It's about that time, I think. So please hit us up if you're interested in being a guest. And like I said, this is the Harding Jones podcast. I am your host, Todd Harding. This is my co-host, Todd Jones.
Later.
Have a good one.